I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
What ruined your hookup? We said a lot of these are coming from guys, and somebody texted. And she said, as a woman, it makes sense that more guys are ruining it for women. The threshold women have for the hookup to be ruined would be much lower than what guys would have. So you're going to get more calls. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. It's
That's
true.
A very valid point.
Definitely true.
Yeah.
Paul joins us from Albany, New York, listening on Q105.7. Hi, Paul.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
What ruined the hookup?
So I was hooking up with this girl in college. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning, and my phone kept ringing and ringing and ringing. So finally it clicked in my head, hey, there might be something important. So I answer the phone kind of angrily because it's a friend that knew that I was on this date.
Yeah.
And it ends up being his mother.
Oh, boy.
Saying that his throat is closing up. He can't breathe. And asked if I could bring him to the hospital because she's disabled and can't drive.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That would ruin it. What did you do?
So I got up and I'm getting dressed. I tell her what's going on and everything. And she's still trying to hook up with me and like holding on to me, telling me not to go.
Oh my God.
So I kind of had to move her out of the way. And I said, no, I have to go. My friend is dying.
And your friend ended up being okay.
He ended up being okay. I brought him to the hospital. He ended up having mono. But
oh my God.
I got the last laugh though, because they had to give him a steroid injection. And there was this cute nurse giving it to him, and then all of a sudden, he kept on saying, ah, my nuts are on fire!
Okay.
And?
Okay.
I thought it was going to be... I didn't mean to hang him out like that. I thought it was going to be... I ended up hooking up with that cute nurse.
That's what I thought, too. And then
just a cute nurse lit his balls on fire with an injection.
Okay, so he was just embarrassed. So he didn't hook up with anyone either when he was at the hospital. With mono.
I feel bad we left him hanging there.
I thought there was more to the sentence.
Because there are times where we leave people hanging on purpose. Like you kind of give the look in the room like, all right, let's let them hang.
Or their phone cuts out or something.
But that one, no.
Now my nuts are on fire.
Met a girl for the first time after we had been chatting for 3 weeks. At 3 a.m., she answered the door half naked. We chatted in person and things started happening. And while de-panting, that's catching on.
Yeah.
My foot got caught. I lost balance, fell across the coffee table, broke it, and headbutted her knee.
Oh.
I got a black eye and she got bruises on her knee. We still did it.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
You got to look past that.
This ruined my hookup with my wife. She thought it'd be funny to change gears. She used me as her stick shift. It was hilarious, except I had to call 911.
Oh, my gosh.
She must have really downshifted.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe skipped a gear.
It's like no good. Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979. This would be some classic guys not knowing what's going on. Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hey, what's up?
What did you do to ruin it?
Well, I didn't even ruin it. I didn't even see it happening until it was long gone, but I was like 15 years old. This is back in 1988, and I was on a school trip to New York City. It was raining and cold, and one of the girls there wanted to go back to the hotel, and in my mind, she was totally out of my league. Like, I did not expect anything. I was like, you know, on a different planet. We got back to the hotel, and I didn't have a key for my room. All the other guys in my room had the keys. So she invited me to her room, and she went and took a shower and warmed up and came back into the main hotel room, sat on the bed, turned on the TV, and patted the bed next to her and said, "Hey, why don't you come sit next to me and watch TV?" And she's like in a bathrobe and naked otherwise. I'm 15, she's 17. And I looked up from writing postcards to my parents and I said, "Oh no, sorry, I got to finish these postcards." And that was it. And I totally missed it.
You fumbled the ball.
Oh, God. You probably skipped out of the room and said, one day I'll get my chance.
My mommy's going to love this card. Mom, Dad, camp's going great. There's a girl here. I think wants to play backgammon.
It was the funniest. Well, looking back, it's the funniest thing. When I was 15, I didn't even know what happened.
Oh, my God. Bill, that is relatable. I don't think I ever had one that bad, but pretty close. On a number of occasions where I'm like, oh no, I get it now.
We were talking about how women have a little bit of a lower threshold when it comes to a hookup being ruined. We got this one on the app. I was a horny college girl and decided to hook up with someone who was quite a bit older than me. We were doing over the clothes stuff and it was fine. When clothes started coming off and he was working his way to downtown, I grabbed his head. He had old man skin. Everything was instantly dry and I was dressed in the blink of an eye.
Wow.
Oh man.
That would and you can't tell them.
Mm-mm. You just got to be like, "I don't know what happened."
Wow.
Got cold.
This text from I won't say names just in case. The moment was ruined when the guy I was with had an extremely feminine sounding completion moan.
Oh.
It weirded me out instantly. I couldn't get it out of my head. It sounded like those old shampoo commercials. Whoa, what are you doing in there?
Yeah. Yikes.
That's so specific.
I need to hear it. I want to hear what it sounds like.
I do
like.
Too. Let's see.
I had a fumble that I didn't know I was fumbling.
Yeah.
When I first got back into dating, like 5-6 years ago, whenever it was. And I had just started dating again and I had just met somebody on like Hinge or whatever. And so we had talked a couple of times, but like she invited me over to Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that that was a slang euphemism for like, let's put on a movie in the background and then do it. So. Nothing
you
ever
show
happened.
Up with a
we
bag
went
of
over
popcorn.
There and watched like a movie, and I think the entire time she was waiting for me to make a move, and I it was right around the same time as like Time's Up and Me Too, so I was like hyper vigilant about not being that creep.
And here you are watching the sexiest movie. Her legs are touching yours.
Hey, did Harry Potter ever get that stone? What do you think is going to happen? This is such a good movie.
I'm feeling a little movement. Should I get up and get you some more popcorn?
When did you figure it out?
Like 2 days ago? Or during this segment?
Was it one time?
Later
when
on when things did happen and then she joked about it.
She was waiting for you.
Netflix and chill. I go, I didn't know what that meant.
Now, my wife didn't know what that meant either. And so she found out not because she was, you know, making someone miss making the move or whatever. She found out before we had moved in together or whatever, I said, "So what were you doing?" She goes, "Oh, just me and the boys, we just did some Netflix and chill." And I go, "I don't think you did." I go, you mean the kids? She goes, "Yeah. Well, just the oldest one. The two youngest didn't watch." And I go, "Do you know what Netflix and chill refers to?" And she goes, "Yeah, it's watching a movie and staying home." And I go, "No."
Yeah, chilling out and watching a movie.
Yeah.
She Harrison Ford? Did she say she was raw-dogging him,
pretty
too?
Pretty much. And then she found out that she had used it enough that her son was going to preschool saying, "Me and Mom Netflixed and chilled," which is fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hilarious.
Maitland, which number, call one or call two, do you want me to take?
One.
Okie doke. Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Maitland's eyes got as big as saucers when
I am the one that defeated her in January.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. That's right. What is your hookup that was ruined?
Okay. Long story short, Facebook dating hookup, local guy, 65, and he was good looking. He was a retired postman, animal lover, saves cats, preaches Jesus, seemed like the all around nice guy.
Okay. Yeah. Cliff Clavin. Yeah.
Right. Went on a first date, met a Duncan. Everything went good until he like grabbed me and smooched me. And I'm like, that was a little forward. And he goes, oh, I couldn't wait to kiss you. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then the second date, I ended up at his place and he said, oh, so do you want to go have sex? I said, not really. And he goes, why not? And I said, because I said, I just met you. I said, mama didn't raise any, you know, whore. Sorry.
Right.
I have morals. And so he's like, well, fine. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. Okay. So yeah. third time, we stripped down, no sex involved, anything. But I was going to do something. And he said, oh, a lot of girls don't do that to me in downtown. And I went, why not? Oh, because I have anal warts.
God. And now he was on The Golden Bachelor?
Yeah.
Is this the same guy?
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I can't believe you fumbled that.
I did fumble it. I mean, my head was filled with red flags.
Yeah.
Different things, but I never expected that. I'm still picking my jaw off the ground.
Right.
Mean,
that's not what he's
one,
picking.
Yeah. As one would.
Thank you, Judy.
Oh, as man.
Do you want to have sex? Not really.
That reminds me.
That didn't ruin it?
Freaker, that story that you used to tell about your ex mother-in-law.
Merlin Zellwanger. So, my mother-in-law had been divorced. She was single the whole time, from the time I met her until now. And she was not super interested in dating again, but she was, you know, in her early 60s, and she would get asked out a lot. And so she was probably 67 at the time, and her neighbor across the street, who was in his mid-80s, invited her. She would help him out sometimes with stuff, and he would help her with stuff. They were kind neighbors, but they were not dating. And so she was telling us that old Merlin Zellwanger, which is a name I can't forget.
He's a wizard.
Yeah. Invited her. He said, hey, they were talking about American Idol. This when American Idol was still very popular. He said, Linda, thank you. Why don't I grill some steaks and you come over and we'll have some steaks and watch American Idol. And she's like, well, that would be very nice. So she went over there on like a Thursday night, whatever night it was, grilled up the steaks. And as soon as you hear the show starting, he hits the volume on mute and he says, Lynn, do you like porno? And that ruined the hookup they weren't going to have.
No.
That was when she learned, like, she's like, I was just here to watch to see if Taylor Hicks won American Idol.
Yeah.
I don't want to have two kinds of steak, New York and tube.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, boy. It's the times.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.